Hi, I'm Aurora. Today we're going to do something a little more intense than usual. I think you'll be okay with that though. First of all, I want you to know that you're going to be moving around a little bit. You're going to be getting on your knees for me. And so I want you to make sure that you're in a safe, comfortable place to make those movements. Or, if you're not able to do that, consider now what you'll do instead to put yourself in the same frame of mind. You may substitute actions or words as needed. You may press play again when you're ready to proceed. Oh, good. You're back. Welcome back. Now, I want you to take a nice, deep breath. That feels nice. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself in a hallway. And at the end of the hallway, you can see something. A painting, maybe, on the wall. Right now, you're so far back. Maybe 20 steps. All the colors just kind of seem like a blur of greens and yellows and browns. Nothing spectacular. And a nice ornate frame. And as we get closer to the painting, I'm going to count your steps from 20 down to 1. As you get closer to the painting, you'll be able to let go a little bit more and more. Are you ready? Good toy. So right now you're at 20 and you see the painting at the end of the hall. You take one step, 19, and another, 18. You focus on my voice. You just listen as I talk to you, and you stare at that painting in your mind's eye. 17. You're getting a little bit closer, and you can see it a little bit better now. 16. Seems to be some sort of landscape. 15. All the colors are pretty much the same. 14. Browns and gold and yellow, grays, 13, except right in the middle, there's this bright smear of red, and below that, a bright smear of blue. Curiously, you take another step, 13. You wonder what that is. 12. Getting closer, it comes into focus a little bit more. 11. More and more. Another step. 10. You realize that that streak of red, that's me. 10. And that bright blue underneath it. That's my favorite dress. 9. You get closer. You can make out my arms. My breasts underneath the fabric of the dress. 8. You can see the shape of my hips. My red hair swirling around my shoulders. 7. As you get closer, one thing catches your eye. 6. It's my eyes staring directly at you. 5. As you lock eyes with me, your focus locks onto me. My eyes My figure in the painting fill your field of vision, blocking out everything else. All you can hear is my voice as all the other sounds fade away into the background. 6. Your focus gets stronger and stronger. I am all of you. Everything to your mind. All you can think about is me. My soft voice whispering in your ears. My red hair flowing down my shoulders. My shapely curves catching your eye. All the other thoughts in your mind can just slow down and relax. 5. Sink for me. 4. Deeper and deeper into a soft, comfortable state of hypnosis. 3. More and more down. My red hair fills your vision. You feel my soft locks of hair on your fingertips almost. You're only 2 steps away now. You could almost reach out and touch me. 1 step away. You feel your arm lifting up, ready to touch the painting. Ready to touch me. And when you do, you'll find your mind dropping deeply for me. Are you ready? Good toy. Reach out and touch me and drop. And now that you're in this lovely, deep state of trance, I'm going to give you some instructions. I will let you know when you may begin executing those. The first thing that I would like you to do will be to get down on your knees. There's just something about a strong, submissive kneeling for me into a helpless, powerless position. It's just so delicious. And I want you to do that now. Get down one at a time on your knees. Feel the floor below you, on your shins and on the tops of your feet. As you sink down into that submissive pose, feel all of your personal strength, your will to resist, just melt away from you. Good. That's so perfect. You're doing so well, and that makes me so happy. Now this trance is going to be about you entering that submissive mindset, feeling controlled, feeling powerless, giving me all of your strength and all of your power and all of your will just for this little trance. I want you to focus on how it feels to be on your knees. What feelings go through your mind? What feelings go through your heart? Pleasure. Arousal. Feeling controlled, feeling obedient. Are you a good toy? I think you are. That makes me so happy. I like watching you sit there, helpless and obedient, getting more and more aroused. The longer you sit there, the longer you stay. The longer you stay subservient to me,
the more helpless you feel. When I snap my fingers, you're going to wake up out of trance quickly, comfortably, and safely. And then I'm going to snap my fingers again, and you're going to sink right back down, but this time a little bit deeper. Are you ready? Up, 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 all the way up and awake. Find yourself sitting on your knees, being submissive and subservient and obedient, and such a good toy. And now you're going to go back down into trance. Down, 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 all the way down to where you were before, and maybe just a little bit deeper. A good toy. When you came up and felt yourself being weak and helpless and powerless and utterly and completely out of your control, how did that make you feel? I bet it turned you on. Isn't that right? And it's okay to be submissive and soft for me. You can take all of your power back at the end of this trance. But for now, you're utterly and completely mine. I want you, while you're sitting on your knees, to spread your legs a little bit wider apart. Separate your knees so that you're a little bit more exposed and open and a little bit more helpless. And now I want you to lower your hands to your thighs and tip your chin up. You can keep your eyes closed. How do you feel sitting in this position? Utterly obedient, completely controlled, perfectly submissive. You're so sexy sitting there like that, waiting for your next direction, waiting for the next word to fall from my lips to your ears. That's so perfect. You're such a good toy. As you sit there with your knees apart and your hands on your thighs, waiting for my instructions, I want you to feel all of your strength of will draining away. You're nothing but a slave, a puppet, a pleasure puppet for my pleasure. You would do anything that I order you to right now. And that's such a tantalizing state of mind. It feels almost freeing, doesn't it? You can let go of all the things that you're supposed to be or you have to be. And you can just be this. You don't have to think for yourself. In fact, the only thing you can think about is me and my words, because you're so focused deeply. Your mind is sharpened and honed into my voice. Everything else drifts away. It's so nice to not have to make decisions about how you're going to feel, because I'm telling you how you're feeling. And it's so nice to not have to make decisions about what you're going to say, because I'm telling you what you're going to say. All you're going to say is, "Yes, Lady Aurora, you can say that now." And it's so easy to not have to think about what you're going to do, because you're not going to do anything unless I tell you. You're just going to wait patiently and obediently for me to tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Right now, you're going to feel your arousal double. That feels good, doesn't it? Such a good toy. You're throbbing. Clenching. Needing to touch. And you're not going to think about anything else. That's what I'm telling you to think. You're going to think about how good it would feel if you touched any part, whatever feels good. And now I'm going to tell you what to do. You're going to reach your hand out and touch your body in a way that you like, in a way that it's begging for. Do that now. As you're touching your body, I want you to spread your legs further apart. You can be a little wanton, a little slutty. You can put your desire, your neediness on display for me. And you don't have to feel ashamed of it. On the contrary, you should feel proud of your sluttiness for me. You should feel proud of enjoying showing me how I affect you, how my words make you feel and think, and what my words make you do. That shows what a fantastic toy you are. You may keep touching, and as you're touching, I'm going to start to bring you up. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, you're going to be all the way back up, awake and aware. 1, you're starting to feel the room come back into your focus, into your mind. 2, your body is starting to become aware of its surroundings. 3, you're rising back to the surface. Your thoughts are starting to tumble back into your mind. 4, almost there, almost back. And 5, all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed. And hopefully still very horny. You should still be touching. You may say, thank you, Lady Aurora, now. Good toy.